I got to Pasadena 1920, December 26, a day after Christmas.
Wow.
And he had all kinds of gifts for us. The kids, they didn't know Armenian. There was Aram. Aram and I grew together in the old country. We went to school. He's older, about 2.5 years older than I am. He was in high school when I came. And the minute I saw him, I recognized him. He was just like this when he left, but I recognized him. And
so they
ran
come over
and
just a few years before?
Yes. Well, they came in 1913, when my uncle got out of the dungeon. After 3 years, he said, there's going to be a great big war of some kind. He says, I'm not going to stay here. He left his family over there. They had twins after he came from the prison. They had this boy. And he left and went to South America, to Argentina.
So eventually they came up to California.
So, no, he left alone. Left the family with us over there. And then after he got there, and then from there, he came to Syracuse, to America. He didn't stay there either. He was a very intelligent man. He always foresaw the things that were going on. So he came to Syracuse and sent for his family. One of the twins died. They were Agnes and Alice. Alice died. And so they came to Syracuse. Then they had another daughter, Mary. She died. Then they had Florence. So they had Aram, Florence, Agnes. The three children. So they came to Pasadena, they came straight to Pasadena. So when I came to Pasadena. And when I came, they had Aram, Agnes, Florence, Dan, and Sam. Mm-hmm. Then later on, Bob. Robert was born. And Robert was the one that was, when they had Nixon problem, he was the assistant attorney general.